KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Joy Junction is a 501c3 faith-based church ministry that offers emergency and short-term essentials such as food, clothing, counseling, transportation, and shelter to homeless men, women, and children and entire families all throughout Albuquerque. Our guests, their guests also receive an array of other services for spiritual and emotional needs. And Joy Junction believes in giving the homeless a hand up, not a hand out. Their CEO is Alma Reynolds, and she's in studio. Hi, Alma. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Thank you for inviting me over again. And it's good to be here and, you know, sharing the homeless story.
Well, it's a pervasive story, Alma, and it is something that I've known about for a long time. I knew Jeremy, your late husband, mm-hmm. when he founded the ministry. In fact, I was a business manager at Calvary Church, and Jeremy was starting out, and he'd need, you know, to do this or that with the ministry, and we tried to help and assist both financially and spiritually and with volunteers and all kinds of things. And that's all we're going to talk about today, is how people can step in and help you in the ministry, because you told me off air that you can handle almost 700 people in the facility, and right now you've got a couple hundred folks that are taking advantage of your services. But let's stop right there with me talking, and let me ask you, tell us about Joy Junction and your mission as you see it.
Well, Joy Junction is an emergency homeless shelter. We take anyone that need a place to stay, regardless of their ethnicity, religious background, gender affiliation, whatever. We welcome everybody. We have a saying that, let's do the loving and let God do the judging. So we welcome them and accept that we have two things that we can't help if their background check didn't pass. Like, for example, if they were charged with sexual assault and domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So those are the things, because we have kids, we have women, and we have to make our place, the shelter, a safe place for them. So a lot of women are domestic violence victim. Mm-hmm. So we don't want them to feel threatened or, stressed out, that's why we have to do the background check, that we make sure that, all of them are feeling safe inside the shelter.
Yeah, and that's critical, especially to families. How does a family become homeless?
It varies. It's a different story. It's either it's a cycle already from their parents, and then the children become, it's just the same cycle. And also some of them lost their job. Some of them have mental issue and, can't keep up a job. But a lot of them also, just simply because they can't afford with, the rising housing rentals and whatever expenses that we need. It's just like difficult for them to afford for financial, aspects. Mm-hmm. So they come to us for a time being and trying to save money, or at the same time applying for housing to the government, benefits. And from there, when they got their housing, they move out, and hopefully they will keep it, and us at the same time having a job to keep the housing.
Well, I want people, I want our listeners especially to know that families and women, and men too, are safe at Joy Junction, because when somebody calls, they immediately give you some information. They give you date of birth, social, I'm assuming.
Yeah, not social, no, it's just a full name and date of birth. And then we do the background check. And gotcha. Right there, a few minutes waiting, we inform them, hey, your background check is clear. Let us know you want to come right away. If you don't have the means to come to the shelter, if you are somewhere in the city, let us know. We can assign, we can arrange a transportation for you.
Are there people that hop on a bus from some other city
and
come here, and so you have to pick them up at the train station or the bus station?
Mm-hmm. It happens. Even they are still in the other city, they called us or they emailed us. They are coming here. They don't know anyone. They are trying to, maybe see if there is more opportunities here. So they are checking if we can take them. So that's all we did. Give your full name and DOB, and we run the background check. We tell them, and then when they have their ticket, if they are on the bus, they tell us, there's someone can pick us. So we pick them up, no matter what time in the night or early in the morning, we pick them up. We provide the transportation and bring them to the shelter.
Alma, give us an example of a family that might come to Joy Junction for help. What does their life look like over the following year after they come to Joy Junction?
Well, it really depends, because there are families that once they come at Joy Junction, we assist them through our case manager and our resident service manager. We assist them what they need, what is their goal, what is their plan. So if their goal is just like we just want to be able to get a housing, so our case manager will walk with them, step by step. What if they have all the documents they needed? Sometimes they don't have driver's license. Sometimes they don't have the birth certificate. So every step of the way, we are trying to help them to achieve their goal. And then sometimes, you never know. A lot of them are depressed, stressed, and then when you are applying for a housing, you have to be constantly trying to contact, especially from the city. I forgot the name of the place, but you are constantly updating them of your situation, and also providing whatever they're asking you to provide. Because if they don't hear from you for a while, they will put down your application. And then when you apply again, you have to start all over again.
But your case manager kind of coaches them through the process.
Yeah, yeah.
And keeps them being persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And we know when you deal with the government, you have to be really persistent all
yes,
the time.
Yes, absolutely. So.
And what about the families and maybe daily life? Do the kids go to school and everything?
Yeah, if you come to Joy Junction and you have a kid, especially when they're supposed to be in school, that's one of the regulation that we have, that they must go to school. So we have elementary school just one block away from Joy Junction, so a lot of them goes to that school. And also there is a high school somewhere in downtown, so bus are coming to our property to pick them up every morning and bring them back in the afternoon.
Oh, nice.
So those are one of the really important things, that if you want to stay here, the kids must be in school.
Oman, I'm thinking about children. It's already a struggle because they're in a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
And you want life to be as normal as possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that some of our listeners might think about, okay, maybe they want to donate somehow to the ministry. One way I can think of is to go buy some clothes for elementary school students, maybe even middle school and high school students, that are kind of contemporary clothes, and drop them off at the shelter. That would be a real blessing to children.
Yeah, I mean, that would be helpful. They can donate several sizes of school uniform. Yeah, we have always on our stories like, you know, some uniforms, because you never know different ages of kids coming to us. So if they don't have the uniform, we give them. So if we like, we have somebody wanted to donate, yeah, we really appreciate that. If they can donate from whatever sizes, so we have that ready and available when we have kids needing them.
It's interesting what you say about, we talked about this off the air, so I'm going to have you talk about it now. The people that are residents of Joy Junction are actually helping with the ministry.
Yes.
They're helping to cook and helping to clean and do different things for
one
another.
We can't afford to hire somebody to do the cleaning. The cooking, yeah, because it has to be a staffer. Mm-hmm. So now we have a kitchen manager, and she have like three cooks. They are paid worker, but they need a lot of helpers, and that's where our residents came. Those who are in the program, they have to spend 30 hours a week, as a volunteer, aside from attending classes from Monday to Friday. So we spread them from whoever wants to help in the kitchen, do the security. Aside from we have a security guardhouse. Someone there open up and down the hand gate and go around checking bags, anything that they can do. Cleaning, a lot of cleaning. How many rooms we have? How many the laundry. Every day, our residents, those are overnighters, they are giving out fresh linen and towels.
Yeah.
So, except those who are in the program, they are responsible to wash their own stuff. But we have a commercial laundry room that we do all those linens every day, washing them.
Yeah.
And, not only that, cleaning, they're responsible to clean their own rooms if you are in the program, except those for overnighters. There are people assigned, but they're from our residents who come. They have to chip in. They have to do something. We can't just let them sleep, eat and sleep and go out and come back, you know. They have to do something. We encourage them. Although sometimes it's difficult because they don't want to do anything. They feel like they are, entitled,
sure.
But no, it's like, you know, you can't just do something, at least like half an hour or 1 hour a day, you know, to motivate them and do something.
So you handle all extremes, though. You might be a place for a family to stay if they're going from, say, Colorado to Texas and they have no place to stay. They call you and they come and stay with
you.
Yeah. But you also have people that are in the program. Tell us about the program.
The program, we have a Christ Jesus version of AA program, 12-step. So we have those offered. It's not a mandatory for everybody, but we offer it to everybody who are interested to join the program. So it's a 9-month life recovery program, which, yeah, they are attending classes and Bible studies every Monday to Friday, and 30 hours volunteering works from cleaning and whatever, you know, what needed we have, like security, laundry, at the kitchen, donation, accepting donation. So we teach them some life skills that, you know, they will able to use when they move out of property. And then we give them a graduation, which they are really wearing this red gown.
Yeah.
And we treat them for a special dinner for the graduates, and we allowed each graduate to invite at least 3 to 5 people that are special to them, like they want to be in their graduation, and we do the ceremony.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So some of them, that's the only program probably they able to finish. They didn't able to finish school. And any other schooling, but they are so proud that, you know, they're able to finish that program, because it's a battle every day. It's a battle. It's like a challenge every day with it to continue, because, you know, there are rules and regulations if you are in the program. Mm-hmm. So some, you know, they didn't able to finish, and then afterwards they realized, oh, I have to go back again to the program. We have to be open and listen to them, not just because they failed in the program and we don't want to accept them. We give them chance and chance and chance again.
Yes. Well, you extend grace.
Yes, that's what it is.
Alma Reynolds is the CEO of Joy Junction in Albuquerque. They're the largest homeless emergency shelter in Albuquerque. People from all over the state and actually all over the country come mm-hmm. into their shelter periodically, and we're going to talk with Alma about much more. So we hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Scott Tom, host of the Bible Answer program, No Other Doctrine. We have a college to train you for ministry. You can train at ccfcollege.com, but every 2 years, I personally train up 50 men. It is low cost and only one night a week. It starts in August. Men, get more info at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org or call 990-7588.
Calvary Christian School is now accepting kindergarten through second grade student applications for the fall 21-22 school year. With a strong Christ-based foundation, Calvary Christian School desires to partner with families to grow children in the love of Christ, mentally, physically, spiritually, and socially. The goal is for attendees to be the best taught and best loved students in Albuquerque. Handbook, calendar, and enrollment packet information are available at CalvaryChurchPreschool.com.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we are all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
We're going to lead up by serving up. We're going to influence those above us, starting with a serving attitude. If you want to influence, care about people, love them, help them improve. Why? Because people will follow a leader with a heart faster than a leader with a title. Let me say it again. People will follow a leader with a heart faster than a leader with a title. You do not need a title in order to lead. Let's just acknowledge that leading up can be a little risky, okay? If you lead up in the wrong way, it can cost you. With a rebellious attitude, you can be labeled as a troublemaker. You might have, they think you have a critical spirit or whatever. And let's just go ahead and call it what it is. If you serve under an insecure leader, a stubborn leader, or an overly confident leader, leading up can be very, very tricky.
That was Craig Groeschel with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Alma Reynolds and Joy Junction are sponsors of the programming here on KLYT. They've been a longtime partner with us, and they are the largest homeless emergency shelter in the state of New Mexico. Alma, we were talking a little bit about your nine-month life recovery program, and I asked you off-air, and I'll ask you again now. It sounds like it is extremely common for alcohol and substance abuse to be prevalent among people that are homeless.
Yeah, majority of our residents, you know, people that come to the shelter, this is the problem. So the alcohol and the drugs really control their lives, and it affects the family. I mean, because, you know, mm-hmm. because of these vices that we have, it makes them homeless, jobless. So some of them, you know, they are decided to be able to control, in control of their lives. So we offer them like to go to the detox center. Mm-hmm. So once they have the schedule, we provided like, you know, the schedule for the transportation every day, some of them for the methadone treatment. So we have those residents that we have at the shelter right now. They are doing that. And it is very hard because sometimes a lot of them get able to, like, they're on the methadone and they are able to get a job. And also, even to those who don't go to the methadone or didn't go to the detox center, they just, like, trying being in the program. And then after, they're very successful. They almost graduate or they graduated. And then once they get a job, once they get a paycheck, it seems like it's a big temptation for them to go back again, buy alcohol. Mm. And again,
or drugs or whatever.
Yeah. So it is a very challenging for us, you know, because you can't really, they know that they're not allowed to do that, to bring anything like something like that at the shelter, but they are very creative. Mm-hmm. So it's sad, but you know, we never judge them. It's just we keep continue and listening to them and show them love. Tangible love, and unless they do something that, you know, we make us like, you know, ask them to leave, and, you know, let's say it depends on what they do. So we ban them for a week, we ban them for 2 weeks and or 1 month. Mm-hmm. But we always give them assurance that, hey, when you decided to really change, we are here for you. So if the father has the problem of alcohol or drugs, then we have to ask them like, hey, if the father has to move out of Joy Junction, we have to make sure that, you know, the mom and the kids can stay. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, the mother don't want to, you know, they want to go with the father, I mean, the husband. And that's the sad thing because it affects the children. And they could be jumping from couch to couch with friends and families.
But I think there's people listening now, maybe even they're homeless, and they may be listening on a cell phone, and they hear a way for them to protect their families in a safe environment, mm-hmm. have a shelter, have three squares a day, actually have some purpose and some meaning, yeah. helping with the ministry, mm-hmm. you know, cooking and cleaning and encouraging other people and doing things like laundry. And I mean, there's a lot they can do to serve the community at Joy mm-hmm. Junction. And at the same time, have some freedom to maybe go get some treatment for drug or alcohol. There's a lot of mental illness. There's some mm-hmm. other resources for people mm-hmm. to get treatment for that type mm-hmm. of thing. And I've said it a few times on this program for a long time. I don't think that the church did a great job with mental illness. We kind of spiritualized everything.
Yeah.
But now I think that's changed. I think that we're profoundly aware of different, you know, we're bipolar kind of disorders mm-hmm. and all of the different spectrum of autism, which makes it difficult to communicate yes. with people. And there's many others. But now the church is now trusting God and medical people to help with those kinds of things, but then also encouraging people in their faith.
Yeah, that's true. It's like what we have talked before. Yeah, alcohol and drug is one of the common problem of the people that coming to us, but mental issues also and health issues. So we partner with different service provider. We have the healthcare for the homeless that coming to the property twice a week for consultation from our residents, or we have the Christian legal aid that help with the legal issues. We have the Christian counseling that comes to us, and what else? There are several, you know, groups that, you know, we partner with to be able to serve those who are living at Joy Junction, because every person have different, you know, have different story and problem. And we always, once we see some signs of, you know, there are some mental issues, we pay attention to that. Our staff are paying attention to that. And we always offer them, hey, go to the doctor, get your medication. That's why we have our transportation or going, like, you know, picking up their medication. Because once they're not taking their medication, they are causing issues with other people at the shelter. Mm. So we make sure that, you know, that's why it's one also in the intake form that we ask if you have a medication, you have some, what is your, like, do you have any alcohol, drug, or mental issues, something like that. So we are aware what we are needed to really pay attention with everybody that, you know, staying at the shelter.
And you probably have some people that are really open about those things, and you're able to help them, and you have some others that are hiding some things, that
yes,
are holding on to them, and they're not as successful.
They are open, and then they are saying that, yeah, I'm working on it. And then we thought that, you know, they are doing okay, so, but they are hiding it and trying to, you know, sneak in some small tiny bottle, or they're created putting it in a bottle of juice drink, mm-hmm, so it's not obvious. So
what you're describing, though, is really true for all of us. All of us try to hide sin at some point in our lives. And when you finally are willing to just be in a community and confess that sin, God changes your life.
Yeah, I think no matter what, if you are a believer or non-believer, I think in some ways we are the same. We're hiding something. Mm. It doesn't matter big or small. We try to hide something, trying to pretend that everything is okay. But I think for me, I believe that, you know, being open especially to our fellow believers, that, you know, so they will be able to help us pray. Mm. And that would be a good thing. That's why at the shelter, I wanted that our residents are, like, they feel free to come to me, especially that I'm doing a, we call it Joy Junction style church service during Saturday night. I'm leading that. And instead of being, you know, like telling them that, yeah, you are like this and you're like that, but the message is always like, no matter what we do, no matter how, whatever mistake we do in our lives, God is love. Mm-hmm. You know, God is not angry at you because, you are a drug addict, you're an alcoholic. No, God is like, something like, aching for you, crying, like, sad for you, because why you have to live this life when you can make your life better with what you have now. Mm. And no matter what, maybe while we are here on earth, we are homeless, you are still homeless, maybe you think you are hopeless. As long as we have breath, we have hope. And it doesn't matter that you are in and out of the shelter, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It's just like, just keep up your relationship with God, because we are all homeless in this world. Our true home is in heaven. Mm. And I think that's the thing, like, I'm really encouraging to them. I mean, yeah, I maybe live in a house. You are here at the homeless shelter, but actually we are all homeless here. We are, it's a temporary home for everybody. Mm. And that's why the most important is, have a relationship with God and make sure that, you know, whatever life is not guaranteed the next day. Mm-hmm. And when we are done on earth and we are going to meet our Creator and go to the home that Jesus is preparing for us. And that's the question. Are you sure? If the next day you're not waking up, are you going to meet the Father? I mean, how is your relationship with God? That's like every end of the message I'm always telling them. How is your relationship with God?
Yeah. Oma, I'm blessed that you're here with us, and we're going to come back and talk to you a little bit about your late husband, Jeremy Reynolds, and his vision, because Joy Junction has not always been here, and people don't realize that. I'm one of those really old guys that remembers, mm-hmm, Albuquerque without Joy Junction, and Joy Junction has made Albuquerque a better place. We'll be back with Alma Reynolds right after these messages.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things related to life and relationship with God. Life does not always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KLYT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. Word. KLYT presents the Bible School of the Air with a new time. Each Saturday, starting at 12, KLYT will present Through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith, Skip Heitzig, and Chuck Missler, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We will continue rotating through the Old and New Testament. Drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KLYT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Saturdays at 12 on 88.3 FM.
Counselor, Comforter, Advocate, Helper. These are some of the names for the Holy Spirit found in the Bible. The Holy Spirit isn't a warm, fuzzy feeling or a vague cosmic force. He's a person who loves you, cares for you, and wants to empower you to be everything God calls you to be. Here's Skip Heitzig.
I think there's a lot of Christians who have heard the term Holy Spirit, obviously, but they have a very vague idea of who the Spirit of God is and what He's supposed to do in their lives.
We want to help you better understand the Holy Spirit by sending you Expound, Holy Spirit, a DVD study from Pastor Skip. And for a limited time, we'll also send you a booklet by Lenya Heitzig called Empower, Discover Your Spiritual Gifts. Both resources are our way to say thanks for your gift of $25 or more to help keep this Bible teaching ministry on the air, connecting you to God's life-changing truth. Call now to request your copies of these resources, 800-922-1888, or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and we meet lots of people with disabilities when we take wheelchairs overseas with Wheels for the World. But in the Dominican Republic, we were overwhelmed at the number of disabled children that we saw. A strong Catholic nation, the Dominican Republic is one of six countries in the world where you cannot get a legal abortion. Children with disabilities, thankfully, are not aborted, but they survive to face some heartbreaking poverty with few medical services. It's painful to see their little bodies so twisted and stiff. These kids often lie in bed all day in one position. Their parents know nothing about the importance of repositioning their child or doing range of motion exercises. So our Wheels for the World teams work hard to not only fit children to wheelchairs, but educate their parents. The need is great in so many countries. And it's why I invite you to get involved with Wheels for the World here at johnnyandfriends.org.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you to Steve Ryman for engineering the program today. He has those smooth transitions in and out of the show. We appreciate him a lot. Alma, you've known Steve for a few years.
Oh, yeah. He was the first time I met him, I think, in me and Jeremy's wedding.
Yeah.
Or before that. But, yeah, that's, you know.
Now, you know I'm going to nominate him for Grandpa of the Year. He's got like 47 grandchildren now, and I see him running around Calvary Church all the time. And they're absolutely just all beautiful. So. They take after their grandmother.
Oh yeah, they are great grandparents.
Hey, another man that's special to all of us is your late husband Jeremy Reynolds. I met Jeremy mid-'80s when he was starting Joy Junction, and I was a business manager at Calvary Church, so we were trying to help financially and do some different things. But people in the city of Albuquerque and the state of New Mexico don't realize that. That's when Joy Junction started. It wasn't around. And your husband saw a need. Mm-hmm. And he had started the ministry before he met you. And you shared with us a little bit about how you met and so forth. But Jeremy really, he lived it every day, 24/7. I mean, he that's how he started the ministry. He did everything. Mm-hmm. And slowly God brought him people alongside. Mm-hmm. And now the ministry. And you as the CEO, you truly have to be a CEO because you're managing a lot of people. What was Jeremy's vision for the ministry?
Well, Jeremy's vision for the ministry is aside that, you know, we are providing a safe place for families, women, and single individuals is the one of the main thing, that, you know, that we will able to not just providing the physical needs of the families and individuals, but to show them the tangible love of God. because I think no matter what, like, you're providing everything that a person needs here on earth, and without that relationship with God, it could be nothing. So that's one of the things that, you know, we are making sure that everyone comes to the shelter. We have the opportunity to share the love of God in every way. Mm-hmm. And also aside that all the services that we have right now, His vision is even bigger than that. Like, you know, we could have it not just a homeless shelter, but, you know, we have some training. Let's say training for individuals, let's say for men, like, let's say automotive, you know, mm-hmm. training. So they could use it to find a job. And for women, whatever courses, like short courses or, you know, anything that we could provide for them that empower them to become, you know, responsible for themselves. So those are the things that we are trying and keep envisioning, that improving the services that Joy Junction provided for everybody that comes to the shelter.
One of the things I hadn't thought about prior to this interview was how many children and babies that you have, and you have part of your vision to create an area for those children.
Yes, that's one of the things, like even when Jeremy was still around, I said, darling, we should have that children's center, a real children's center. And, you know, it always comes down to, like, we can't afford it right now to renovate that space. But thank God this year we will able to do that, because just like came in time that this group contact us, they are licensed to manage a children's center. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for us that dream will become a reality now. So yeah, hopefully by next year we have that space, you know, having available for our kids at Joy Junction, able to have a real library for our babies, because some women come to us, they're pregnant, and until they give birth, until the child have their first your birthday, they're still at Joy Junction. But, you know, it's so sad that we don't have that space, that space that could accommodate the needs of the kids. We have a playground, but, you know, I think it's better that we have also, like, when it's hot season, cold season, they have this space that also give them, like, they want to read books, they want to, and also, like, someone to nurture them, and also making them ready, especially for like going to kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So we have somebody licensed to do that. And that's one thing that, yeah, we are hoping, and keep us in your prayer that this will become, you know,
so right
successful.
Right now you have an agency that will cooperate with you and run that area. Mm-hmm. You actually have a physical space, but you need it remodeled.
Yes, yes.
So I'm thinking there's some listeners out there, maybe a flooring contractor.
Yes.
Maybe an electrical contractor.
Yes.
Maybe somebody that does sheetrock. They could come and help you.
Yeah. I mean, those who have business with this kind of materials that we needed, if you're interested to give your, you know, to donate those materials, let us know. You can email us at Joy Junction. I mean, me, Elma@joyjunction.org, or go to our website. There's a, you know, there's a lot of information over there. You can call phone numbers and let us know.
So it's elma@joyjunction.org.
Yes.
Okay. Want to make sure everybody gets that mm-hmm. email correct, because there's just, you know, there's just things that I think our community is listening to the radio and they're mm-hmm. thinking, yeah, I could do that. That's me. I could help in that way. I'm thinking about, you were talking about children's books. Maybe you need some donations of children's books.
Well, yes. I mean, children's books are always welcome. I mean, so once we have that children's center, we have, yeah, I already told the guy that possible we are hiring him to do that, that whole wall is like bookshelves. Mm. And yeah, like the whole wall in that area is the bookshelves for children's books. So yeah, anything from children's book, books, maybe they have like laptop or how you call that? The smaller version, you know, that's also helpful for our kids, especially now that, we are not in-person classes yet.
Yes. Well, and there may be, Steve was just saying in our ear that maybe it'd be helpful. Maybe you could donate a tablet. Maybe you could donate, computers or, I mean, I'm just thinking of things that people might at least inquire with you about, so that you have materials for kids and things for them to help. And again, you've already mentioned that you're transporting kids to school every day or they're being transported and talk to us about your volunteers a little bit. What kind of things do you need volunteers for?
Volunteers we need in different, many different areas. We need volunteers for the kitchen, do the sack lunches. We need volunteers to clean, you know, the property. We need volunteers for our trip store also. And we need volunteers to serve food at the multi during, you know, either breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. And we need volunteers that probably you're willing to tutor a kid or to do some activities for the kids. So with that, because if you are dealing with kids, we do a background check. And after that, you know, they need to communicate with our volunteer coordinator, which is Patrick. They can email Patrick at joyjunction.org or call him at 505-463-4818. And Patrick will go through everything, you know, that a volunteer can do.
And you're always in need of more volunteers.
Volunteers is all year round needed at Joy Junction.
Do volunteers man the van to pick people up and bring them to the shelter?
No, that's the thing. It's needed that it's a driver.
That has
employee.
To be a staff
yeah,
person.
Yeah, staff.
See, one of the things that I like as you go through all of this is that you do everything by the book. And you have to because
yeah,
you're
we
a
have
Christian
to.
Ministry.
Not only that, it's we can't. It's for our protection also.
Yes.
As a ministry, because if we just like let anyone and something happen, we will be the blame. We will be sued.
Well, and Alma, I'm one of those people that believes the way the enemy is going to come against the church is where we don't do things as professionals.
That's true. That's true.
And we have to do things exactly we have to follow the rules. We may not like the rules, may not agree with the rules. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you were telling me off the air a minute ago, you do take food donations. Like, I used to bring by, every 2 or 3 months, a big sack of pinto beans, and those were used up in minutes. But frozen foods, frozen meats, those kinds of things, doesn't have to all be non-perishable as long, and they have to be USDA approved. So what we're saying is those have to be things that are stamped by the USDA.
Yes.
Somebody that is a local farmer that wants to donate a side of beef, you're not really able
no,
to take that donation.
We can't. We wish we could. You know, but we have to follow a health department guidance because they are checking us twice a year.
Yeah, you're getting scrutinized all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything has to be played in the role by the health department. Even everything at the kitchen, temperature of all the freezers and refrigerator area, it has to be in the right temp. So food, we can't, they want to donate even non-perishable food, at least not the, like, expired for a year. I think even the health department allowed us only to serve those non-perishable food, but from the expiration date, 6 months.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm just going to appeal to our audience. Don't go pull things out of your pantry that have been sitting there for 2 years. Go to the store and buy some nice food. And donate it. I mean, that's just the heart that we hope you'll have because people are finally safe at Joy Junction. They're finally making some progress to improving their mental health, improving their physical health, improving their spiritual health. Their children are safe. They're attending school. They have a place to live. And all of these services are provided to them by the ministry for free.
Yes, absolutely free.
But we know it's expensive for you to provide those services. How do our listeners help you financially?
Financially, they can, you know, they can donate through the website or mail their check to Joy Junction, 4500 Second Street. And we have also, they can call also at our business office. I forgot the number, but, you know, you can find all the information at our website at joyjunction.org, and from financial donation to slightly used clothing, household items, those could help us in many ways. Not only that we're able to provide the needs of our guests, but also some of them we're able to sell at the thrift store, that all the process goes back to Joy Junction. And also we provide, when a family or some individual get their housing and they don't have anything in their place in the house, we provide everything that they need that time that, you know, they got their housing.
If you're in need, please call Joy Junction at 505-877-6967. That's the shelter phone number. If you need to contact one of these other areas, just ask them and they'll direct you in the right direction. And again, you can contact via email. Tell us that email.
It's info@joyjunction.org. Also, there is a toll-free number, which is 800-924-0569. It's 800-924-0569. So if you know somebody who need a place to stay, family or any individual, if you know somebody, give us a call at 505-877-6967 or 800-924-0569. And, you know, they can ask whatever information they need to know, and we will do the best we can to help them.
Alma, we're going to have one more segment with you. When we come back, we're going to talk about mental health challenges. We're going to talk about the homeless community at large, and it's becoming larger and larger. And the need is greater and greater. So we hope our listeners will come alongside you and help. We'll be back with Alma Reynolds, Joy Junction, right after these messages.
Walk this way. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. John Madden, Super Bowl winning head coach and legendary football broadcaster, said, "The road to Easy Street goes through the sewer." You know, if there is an Easy Street, I haven't found it yet. But more importantly, in this life, you and I are going to have opportunity upon opportunity to get on various roads that all lead to somewhere. How do you know which road to take? How do you know which way to walk? Proverbs 19:2 says, "It's not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way." Zeal is an eagerness and ardent interest in the pursuit of something. To be zealous is to be passionate, and passionate people inspire others to make a difference. When doors open in your life, look for ones that already resonate deeply within you so that you can live with great passion. But when those things are put before you, don't be hasty.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lesko.
We have to be intentional about rolling stones. As they rolled these stones up into a memorial, they were making it very difficult, almost even impossible to forget. So what are you doing to commemorate, to journal, to document, to make sure there are prompts in your life where you don't have to tell stories because people are saying to you, what does that mean? What's the story with that? Why is that there? And specifically with your children, that you're giving an occasion, giving a moment in time where you can talk about the difficult things and the hard things and the fact that, you know, your grandmother, you've never met your grandmother, your grandfather, you never knew him, but here's what our family has been through. Here's where there's weakness in our gene pool. Here's where some difficult things in our family tree. Here's where this has happened, but here's the most important turn, but here's where God has been good.
For more fresh thoughts, go to LeviLusko.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I'm Amar Reynolds, CEO of Joy Junction, the largest homeless facility for people that are struggling with various things and they need a safe, nice place to be. Joy Junction is the shelter for them. Alma, I want to ask you about the homeless community. Do they have a community in the sense that they interact with each other and help each other? Or is it like pretty much everybody's on their own?
Well, actually, at the shelter at Joy Junction, there are people that they want to be on their own. They don't mind other people. But a lot of them, when they come to Joy Junction, they found a friend. If it's a family, they found another family that they become friends. And I even know someone that until now, they move out of the, at Joy Junction, they got their housing and they were still friends. And, you know, I can see them because the, you know, well, one of them are my Facebook friends, and it's so overwhelming feeling when, you know, when you, I remember exactly when they come to Joy Junction, they are in a big mess. Their life is like upside down. They are in battle of getting the custody of their child, and then we walk through with them and they got their kids back, and then they work in the program, get a job, get the housing, and now you are seeing them that they are keeping, you know, mm-hmm. they are keeping their life. Like, it's so like unbelievable that, you know, they're able to keep up the chains that they, you know, when decided to change their life, be able to keep up the changes that they have, and still striving to stay that way or become more better as a mom, as a parent. And it's like, wow. Because sometimes, like, we forget that what we are doing, is it really helping them? Mm-hmm. But when you saw those people, like, they are still living and even able to keep up their lives away and keep up their housing and still working. And even we have a lot of stories that come up to us like, hey, I was there like when I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I was there and that's the best Christmas ever I have. And now, you know, all the family are okay, doing well. They have their own house already. There's a lot of stories that, you know, people come to me and yeah, I was like one of those, first residence when Joy Junction started.
Mm.
And it's amazing, you know?
Well, I will tell you that I was at the Solomon's Porch. We call it Sopo now, the mm-hmm. coffee shop mm-hmm. over here on the Church of Calvary Church, on the campus of Calvary Church. And I saw Jeremy Reynolds, and he was meeting with a couple other men. I believe Dr. Dale Erickson was with him. I don't know if you knew Dale. Dale's still around working away. But he had a young man with him that he introduced to me, and mm-hmm. I won't use his name, but the young man told me that when he was 10 years old, and this was obviously before Jeremy mm-hmm. passed a few years ago, but he told me that he had been in the shelter and that he was now an attorney.
Oh.
And his parents had been in the shelter, mm-hmm. and he was telling me the story. Now, I've tried to get in touch with this person, but He did not work in New Mexico. He worked outside mm-hmm. of the state. But that was a story. That was a story of success. This mm-hmm. is a child that actually enjoyed their time at Joy Junction because he was describing to me how scared he was.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when he got to Joy Junction, he was safe and he was, you know, had friends and other kids to play with. And so this, you know, the story goes on and on. It's an amazing ministry. Joy Junction, their website is joyjunction.org. Their phone number at the shelter is 505-877-6967. Alma, I want you to talk a little bit about the efficiencies that you have with the money that is donated. You said that a very small portion of your operations actually comes out of the money that is donated.
Yes, with our annual revenue, we have only less than 5% for our operation cost. Mm. So a lot of the donation that's coming in is we spend that not only for helping the people that come to us, but to improve our facility, because I think that all the structure in that facility is like more than 50 years old and it start crumbling down now. Okay. So, yeah, and aside from that, we have this big project, the apartment complex, which when Jeremy passed away, he left me with a 2.6 construction loan, which is now down to 500,000 after 3 years. And that's our goal, that we will able to, you know, we will able to pay it off early so we could move to other big projects, because we really need, like, for example, our kitchen and dining room. We need a commercial, new commercial kitchen and dining room. So that's the next big project. So we are very, we have to be very responsible of every dollar that comes to us. And I think Jeremy was on top of that, that, you know, we are very, how you call that? We are very, I forgot the term, but, you know, every dollar that comes to us really counts. And the people that supported Joy Junction will see that we are using their donation.
Very responsibly.
Very responsibly.
Yes.
And, yeah, it is our responsibility to know.
The way that people can support the ministry is they can donate financially. That's kind of what we're talking about.
Yes.
This moment. But they can make donations to the thrift store. So slightly used clothing, furniture, other kinds of things they can donate to the thrift store.
Yeah, to the thrift store. Yeah, slightly used clothing. Anything, you know, from your house that sometimes we don't like it anymore, and it's still in.
Yeah, like a lamp.
Yeah, like a lampshade. Kitchenwares, mm-hmm. Shoes. As long as they're clean, they are still functioning, you know, we could use them. And we could give it also to our residents that moving out or able to furnish their place. And we could sell at the thrift store, and all the proceeds come back to Joy Junction to our general funds. So
that's really a blessing to me, that if somebody's finally gotten housing, they've been with you for a year or so, and they've gone through the program, now they have their own place, you will actually help them with some furnishings and things so that they can get started.
Yeah, even some of our staff, like, really, just because we are so happy that we did get their housing, we make sure that, you know, even help them to bring it to their place and sit up for them, especially if it's an elderly, because we have a lot of elderly that come to us and, you know, they get their housing from the government. So we help them sit up, and you can feel, you know, it is not just like you're helping them, but seeing them moving forward, able to be on their own, living by themselves, than, you know, being at the shelter. It's totally different. They have their freedom.
I'm thinking that people could really use hygiene products too.
Yeah, it's an all-time need, especially not only at the shelter, but for our Lifeline of Hope truck. We also share that to the streets and those people that living in a motel, which is, they are not, any of those hygiene items are not free. So we share it to them. And most importantly, we make sure that those who come to the shelter, they are provided and share the rest from our life, from our food truck. It's not just a food truck. It's everything, you can find it there. It's like a kiosk, like, you know, food, books, Bibles, anything that exists at the shelter that, you know, we can share it to poor families around Albuquerque.
Alma, you are a dedicated, long-suffering servant of Jesus. You've really invested your life in all of this, and I know you were inspired to do so by your late husband, Jeremy Reynolds, and we're so thankful that he started this ministry and that it's continued to serve people in New Mexico. So thank you so much for all you do.
And thanks to our donors out there.
Amen. Alma Reynolds, CEO of Joy Junction. Awesome time on the radio today. We'll see you tomorrow.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT.
The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.